This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 50 for Wednesday, September 6th. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ICE Futures canola market extended its losses suffered on Tuesday, while comparable oils had mixed sentiment. Chicago soy oil was lower, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were on either side of unchanged. Meanwhile, crude oil was in positive territory, adding on to gains made one day earlier. The Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The Bank of Canada announced earlier today it will leave its key interest rate unchanged at 5%. Temperatures across the prairies will range from the high teens to the mid-20s degrees Celsius, with parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan experiencing rainfall. The November canola contract was down $2.30 per ton at $795.20. In the U.S., corn was mixed while soybeans were higher, and wheat made double-digit gains after crop conditions deteriorated under dry conditions. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Tuesday that the corn crop was at 53% good to excellent, down 3 points from the previous week. Illinois' and South Dakota's corn crops fell 10 points while North Dakota's improved by 5. 93% of the U.S. crop was in the dough stage, 67% of the crop was dented, and 18% was mature, all above averages. S&P Global estimated the U.S. corn yield at 177.5 bushels per acre for record production at 15.111 billion bushels. Agritel projects 2023 Ukrainian corn production to be up 5.8% to 29.3 million tons, while Conab estimates Brazil's total 2022-23 corn production at a record 131.8 million tons. The December corn contract was unchanged at $4.86 U.S. per bushel. U.S. soybean conditions dropped 5 points from the past week to 53% good to excellent, with Kansas seeing the largest decline at 12 points. 95% of the U.S. crop was setting pods, while 16% was dropping leaves, both above average for this time of year. S&P Global estimated the U.S. soybean yield at 51 bushels per acre for 4.205 billion bushels. Conab projected Brazilian soybean production for 2022-23 at a record 154.6 million tons. The USDA announced on Tuesday a sale of 251,000 tons of new crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The November soybean contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.76. The spring wheat harvest in the U.S. was 74% complete, 3 points below average, according to the USDA. Meanwhile, the winter wheat crop was only 1% planted compared to the 3% average. Analysts estimated Canadian wheat stocks prior to next week's Statistics Canada report to be 4 million tons on average, 340,000 tons higher than last year. Russia attacked a port in Kiev on the Danube River overnight. South Korea bought 55,000 tons of feed wheat, while Japan is tendering for 60,000 tons. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.09. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 25 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.50. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.79. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.